The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Hamas supporters are so freaking ridiculous. They've got me siding with Alec Baldwin. That's how bad it's gotten. It has gotten so crazy that you are going to feel for Alec Baldwin and be like, good on him. And oh, by the way, Michael Rappaport is a freaking sage. Surreal what is happening. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. I mean, I have got so incredibly much to share with you. But allow me, as I stated, to tell the story of what happens when people try to monetize their trauma. This is the story of Ilhan Omar's elitist daughter. The representative from Minnesota should be the great American story. The great American story. You're a refugee. You come to the United States, which welcomes you with open arms, by the way. You work your way up. You become a member of Congress. Your daughter goes to Columbia. My gosh, everything is possible in America. Except as a member of Congress, you hate the country, you're an anti-Semite, and your daughter is worse. You got everything. You had all the opportunity, you got the opportunity, and you're still miserable. The daughter of Ilhan Omar was, of course, one of the many people who were arrested for their bigotry and their antics on campus there at Columbia Barnard. And she got suspended. Right? Ilhan Omar's daughter got suspended from the school. It happens. She got arrested. She got suspended. It's more than an anti-Israel protest. It was meant to intimidate, meant to harass, and meant to engage violence. Never mind that her social media actually contains a hammer and sickle. So after this happens, she then starts complaining, telling Teen Vogue in a wide-ranging interview, if you let your kids read Teen Vogue, you hate your children. I was a little bit frantic, like, where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to go? And also, all of my blank is thrown in a random lot. It's pretty horrible. I don't know when I can go home, and I don't know if I ever will be able to. Also, Barnard is accused of not providing any food for 48 hours. I sent them an email like, hey, I rely on campus for my meals. I rely on my dining plan. And after 48 hours, they said you could come pick up a prepackaged bag of food. There was no food support, no nothing. She is claiming that she is homeless and has been left hungry by the university. Homeless! This child who refers to herself as an avowed communist, this child thinks she's homeless. Self-centered, fool, ignorant, pathetic. You're driving to school with your parents, right? Listen to me. Listen to Uncle Tony. You do not date women like Ilhan Omar's daughter. You hear me? And now someone's going to say to me, why? Because she's of color? Oh, no, 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 no. You don't date communists. You never date communists. You never, ever date women who aren't willing to get arrested and not blame others for their situation. If you're going to date a woman who's willing to get arrested, she better be willing to be arrested. And by the way, that could be kind of hot. But you don't date women like Ilhan Omar's daughter. You don't date commies, and you don't date whiners. You don't do it, and you certainly don't marry them. You certainly don't marry them. Matt Bear, I am giving great life advice right now. This is like world class. My God, where would these kids be without me? Lost, I tell you. They would be trying to procreate with the Maisie Hironos of the world. You know how sad that is? Whew, just trying to help. So there it is. Just a little bit of advice from me to you. And this brings us to the popcorn moment. Let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn because there is more. I bring up the story of Ilhan Omar's daughter because here's an example of wanting to trade on your trauma. Nothing happened to her. She's broken. She's lost. She's 21. I can talk about her as much as I choose. She's not a child. She's just wrong and has never read a history book. She has embraced the most violent of ideologies. And I hope she loses and loses huge. She's not homeless. Her mother's a congresswoman. Not homeless. It's disgusting. But, oh, look at me. Look at my trauma. If you were homeless, you would try to be not homeless. And there are a lot of people out there who are homeless who are like, funny, Teen Vogue never interviews me. But then there's this. Now, producer Carl, finger on the dump button. I think I did a good job with the editing. I tried. I thought I caught three curses. Here's Alec Baldwin in a coffee shop. And everyone's talking about how Alec Baldwin knocked the phone out of this girl's hand. Check out this chick who wants Alec Baldwin just to say free Palestine just once. But, you know, you're a murderer. But if you say this, everything will be okay.
Alec, can you please say free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
I'm sorry.
No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
And so then an employee is trying to separate the two.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a f***ing criminal. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please, and I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Israel. Zionism. Please say it. One time.
Could you give me one quick favor?
And that's the phone being knocked out at the end. This garbage lady has you feeling sorry for Alec Baldwin. Just say it one time. Free the hostages. This all ends. Free the hostages. But this is no longer about hostages. And this was never about hostages. This is people like this commie daughter of Ilhan Omar who just want to end a nation, and that nation isn't Israel. You understand that now. It's about us. These people want to end us. That's reality. So accept it. And now let's fight it.